Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. One person died in a two-vehicle crash this morning in South St. Louis. Police say it happened just after 6 in the 4500 block of McCree near Vandeventer and Kings Highway. Traffic is restricted in that area while accident reconstruction teams complete their work.
The St. Louis Board of Aldermen is making last-minute changes to its newly introduced Rams Settlement Compromise.
The most significant amendments cut the fund set for downtown St. Louis. Originally, Alderwoman Pam Boyd's bill set that amount at $100 million. The compromise brought that number down to $74 million. Amendments brought that number down even further to $60 million. Bill sponsor, Alderwoman Alicia Sonier.
$5 million that went to housing, $5 million that went to neighborhood development, and $4 million that went to childcare. Okay. So you redistributed $14 million from the downtown fund.
In a statement, interim CEO of Greater St. Louis Inc., Dustin Allison, said the cuts to downtown funding will block vital growth and development in St. Louis. Despite debate over whether these amendments and other changes were being rushed through with only 2 weeks left until recess, the bill was passed out of committee and heads to the full board of aldermen. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Allison says, quote, job one is to get St. Louis growing again, and we will not if we don't address depopulation in North St. Louis and economic stagnation downtown. The Rams funds represent a once-in-a-generation opportunity to make transformative investments in disinvested neighborhoods in North and Southeast St. Louis and in downtown. That is exactly what the committee substitute Board Bill 153, as negotiated by Alderwoman Pam Boyd and Alicia Sonier, would have done. Allison goes on to say, some of the amendments adopted in the HUD's committee would cut vital funds from downtown, and he adds that will block vital growth and development in St. Louis. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Missouri's lieutenant governor wants to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion training for lawyers.
We need to have the Missouri Supreme Court read the room. Get behind what Trump's trying to do.
Lieutenant Governor Dave Wassinger penned a letter to Missouri Chief Justice Mary Russell urging the court to repeal a mandate requiring DEI training as a part of their annual continuing legal education, he tells KFDK.
So I reached out to Attorney General Andrew Bailey, to U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt, to State Treasurer Vivek Malik, asked them what their thoughts were. Every lawyer hates this. This mandatory rule would be indoctrinated.
The current rule requires an hour a year of DEI training. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Crawford County Sheriff Darren Lehman says foul play is not suspected in a Cuba, Missouri house explosion. It killed one and severely injured another. It happened around 1:30 Thursday morning on Aaron Drive. Sheriff Lehman says a woman who lived inside the home died from her injuries. A man is hospitalized. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause.
Your house could be suffering from the recent cold snaps. Home inspector Ryan Heil of R. Heil & Associates tells KMOX homeowners should look closely at their windows.
If you want to look around the interior perimeter of your windows looking for condensation and frost buildup, that would be an indicator that the windows were put in without proper flashings and or insulation, and that's something then to address once the weather allows a contractor to do improvements. And then on the outside of the window, you want to look for abnormal icicles that grow around the top corners or top edges of the window.
Kyle was a guest on Total Information AM and says if you have a lot of ice on your roof or around your foundation, you'll need to watch for water damage when things thaw.
Is the end coming to all the winter illnesses?
Missouri State Epidemiologist Dr. George Chorobolidze says even though you've probably got a number of coworkers or classmates out sick,
we are experiencing average season.
But around the holidays, he says there was an unusual convergence of several viruses, COVID, flu, and RSV. And he says don't take this lull as a sign to stop washing your hands.
We are only halfway through the respiratory season, and sometimes viruses take a little break and then come back, and we have a second wave of infections even higher.
Dr. Chorobolidze tells KMOX one area of concern, whooping cough numbers are still rising among the youngest. He says declining vaccination rates as well as evolving bacteria are likely to blame. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Federal prosecutors continued their marathon closing arguments yesterday in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Capital News Illinois reports the jury's deliberations will likely be delayed until Tuesday in a trial that has already stretched far beyond its original expected end before the holidays. The feds are revisiting key pieces of evidence from the last 3 months of the trial, which featured more than five dozen witnesses and 150 recordings. From the KMOX business desk, company reps from Bayer were at the state capitol in Jefferson City yesterday, urging lawmakers to pass a bill meant to shield them from some Roundup lawsuits, litigation the Creve Coeur-based company calls untenable for a product it says is safe. Backing Bayer were some farm groups who say Roundup is critical to agriculture. Against the bill, environmental groups who say the legislation would essentially give Bayer immunity from lawsuits that say the product causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.